Okay, we got a caller, Jeff. He wants to talk Utah. Maybe he, I don't know. Jeff, are you Mormon? Are you from
Yeah,
Utah?
I was listening on the app to you guys. I am a Utah Jazz fan. I'm also a BYU fan. And I can tell you that what I just heard was easily the most bigoted and the most wrong-minded and the most incorrect and the most hate-filled thing that I have heard for quite some time. And I can tell you right now, you want to hear ugly? You want to hear hateful? How about this? Suck my bottom. How does that feel? And how does that taste for me to give you something like that? Or go smell your dirty hands. Don't wash your dirty hands, you terrible people. How does that taste? How does it feel if I told you, go swill some soda pop, you jerk?
Well,
huh?
I'm hurt.
I can give it to you if you want it. I can give it to you if you want it.
Well, yeah, you're really bringing it today, Jeff. Yeah.
Eat my bottom.
Whoa, Jeff.
Okay? Eat your bottom.
For me to say that on your show?
I don't think.
Jeff, did your wife do that? Jeff, did your wife do that?
Whoa.
Rub,
I don't think. Do your wives do that, Jeff?
Yeah, that's exactly what I expected from you. Another wives joke. That's pretty hilarious. That's pretty funny. Why don't you tell your wives to just come over to my house and just clean stuff and
churn your butter?
Put things back to where they found them.
What? Oh, boy, Jeff, you're bringing it today. So Jeff, let me ask you. You obviously don't go to any games because you don't know how to insult people like your people do, okay?
Dumb jerk. I watch on TV, and I know Russell Westbrook. First of all, he is lying. No one said anything bad to him. And secondly, what they did probably say was he was taking too many steps, because one of the things that we do better than anyone else is we understand travel rules. And for years, we've been able to do a better job of officiating than the officials do. And so don't get mad at us for knowing all the rules.
Oh, because that's what you're saying, is that you know the
rules
better?
Yeah, because we're better than you are as people.
Wait a minute, Jeff.
For one.
Jeff.
Are those the tenets of whatever Mormonism, just telling everyone you're better than them?
You know what? Suck the bottom.
Why do you... Jeff, what's your obsession?
Don't wash your hands, dirty person.
What's your obsession with eating bottoms?
Yeah, Jeff.
Hey,
Jeff,
here's
an
idea. Why don't you go drink another coffee with a beer chaser, you dumb loose jerk?
You sound out of breath, Jeff.
Jeff.
Dumb jerk.
Jeff, now you're going to have to go. Do you people go to confession, or how many times do you go to church a week, Jeff? You better go because you keep talking about eating bottom.
Hey, I can't wait for James Harden to make a bunch of airball shots, and I can't wait for him to throw passes in the fifth row to my friend Gary.
Because
that's what he always does.
Your friend Gary?
Can't wait for one of our good players, Donovan Mitchell, to score more points. Suck that, jerk. They eat a butthole.
Jeff, there's a lot of butthole and sucking references.
Again,
what's the matter with you?
Yeah, I bet you don't even wipe. Idiots.
Jeff.
Go eat some of your more. I'll go. Oh, here's one. Oh, go eat some more of your jalapenos. Ooh, how about that?
What?
How about if I just said stuff about you? Oh, taco food. You're eating taco food. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Look at me. I'm
Jeff.
From Texas. I'm eating barbecue and tacos.
Are you attacking our Hispanic community here, Jeff? Is that what you're doing? Is that Christian, Jeff? Is that
I don't do that. I'm just saying you're being the bigoted one. Oh, why don't you go eat some more tacos and jalapenos and barbecue ribs and
why don't you go out?
I'm from Houston. I've got a cowboy hat on. Oh, look at me. I make a bunch of airball shots and choke in the playoffs.
Jeff's gone.
Jeff is going to have to go on another mission.
Yeah, that's far too many references to butt
eating
for a Mormon, I would think.
What the bleep, Jeff? Jeff, oh my God, that dude is going to have to go on a mission.
How many babies is he going to have to circumcise to make up for that call?
Oh my
hell, you're going to be in the wrath.
Well,
I intentionally stayed out. I don't want their problems.
Yeah,
I don't need
the
those
NFL
problems.
Network ain't going to go
I don't need
down
those
with
problems.
You going after. and the Mormons.
I didn't go after anyone in the first place. I said the Utah Jazz fans. Okay. They are hateful, terrible people. if you're known for racial slurs, if you're known for what we've heard from Rockets players and fans over the last two decades, Rockets players and employees over the last two decades, that's embarrassing. The Derek Fisher's daughter who had the cancer in her eye and the guy's holding his eye when Derek Fisher. Class acts, guys. You should be proud
of
yourself.
And that guy played for him. He was actually a Jazz.
He played for them.
Yeah, he played for the Jazz.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I'll go on record as saying I think Jazz fans are terrible people. I don't care.
Best call ever by Jeff. Jeff and his friend Gary's in the fifth row. Okay, I didn't know that. Oh, Jeff sounds like Oscar De La Hoya on a mobile. A little bit. Jeff only suck my bottle.
he got raw in there.
They're a bunch of savages.
He was told raw dogging you.
He said we don't even wipe.
I bet you guys don't even wipe.
That was terrible.
All right. Thanks, Jeff, for calling. We appreciate you listening, though. We do. We love you.